AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine calls Donald Trump's speech on immigration last night dark and disturbing.
This is the kind of anti-immigrant language that's always had a tiny fringe support in this country. But it was a speech that's not worthy of a president.
He was on CBS this morning. Donald Trump supporters chanted, "Build that wall," as Trump laid out his vision of the nation's immigration policy should he be elected president. Donald Trump said he would indeed build that wall at the border and Mexico would pay for it. And he blasted millions of immigrants as violent criminals and a drain on the American taxpayer.
2 million people, criminal aliens. We will begin moving them out day one. As soon as I take office.
And he said no one living in the U.S. illegally could chart a path to legal status without first leaving the country. Florida's Gulf Coast is getting ready for Tropical Storm Hermine, which forecasters say could make landfall as a hurricane. A warning is in effect for Florida's Big Bend from the Suwannee River to Mexico Beach. On the East Coast, a tropical storm warning's been issued for an area that extends from Marineland, Florida, northward to the South Santee River in South Carolina. Law enforcement officials are investigating threats posted on Facebook against LGBT people living in a mostly gay city near Fort Lauderdale. Wilton Manors officials say the FBI is taking this seriously. Some varieties of the snack food called Little Bites are being recalled because they may contain pieces of plastic. The snack maker blames what it calls manufacturing failure. This is AP Radio News. A new poll finds that many Americans would be uncomfortable traveling to places in the U.S. that are dealing with the Zika virus, spread by mosquitoes. Here's our Matt Small.
A new survey on Americans' healthcare attitudes finds almost half, 48%, are wary of traveling to places in the U.S. where people have been infected with the Zika virus by mosquitoes, like parts of Florida. The Kaiser Family Foundation poll of roughly 1,200 adults also shows up to 61% of them felt that way about traveling to Puerto Rico or other Zika zones outside the U.S. Most mosquito-caused Zika cases in Florida are in the Miami area, not the tourist center of Orlando. Officials say more than 15.5 million people made overnight visits to Miami and nearby beaches last year. Matt Small, Washington.
As we approach the Labor Day holiday weekend, gas is $2.23 a gallon. That's 24 cents cheaper than it was last year at this time, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.